Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Careful making wishes in the dark, dark. Can't be sure when it hit that rock and the sides. In the
meantime, I'm just dreaming of tearing you apart. That is hammered out to deep left field. Forget about it. Big fly from Mike Trout, and the Angels have tied this one up at one.
I'm Trent Rush.
This is Brandon Marsh, the Los Angeles Angels and 66ers baseball.
This is Joe Adele here with the Los Angeles Angels.
I'm Troy Hunter Jr.
You're listening to the All Angels Podcast.
What is up? It is your boy, Johnny Mags, joined as always with
Dan Garcia.
And Chris, the producer Johnson, is here as well, off mic.
Forgot the mic.
No mic, actually.
Forgot the mic.
But he's in his...
That's my bad.
Full
but he's here.
He's in his full producer gear.
We'll have a Chronicles, too, so
yeah,
I will lend my mic for that one.
There we go. So, we are back. Actually, since Dan recorded on Sunday, there's only been that Sunday game and then yesterday's game. They were off on Monday, so we'll recap Sunday and yesterday's game Tuesday as we're recording here on a Wednesday. We're about a half hour before our first pitch, so... The Angels will get started while we're recording their second game against the
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Cole Calhoun led Arizona Diamondbacks. Crazy game last night, but we'll get into that one when we start the recap. So let's get into Sunday's game. That was a game in which Andrew Heaney took the hill. And again, Andrew Heaney, I feel like he's starting to come around. It's crazy to say this. Like, it's taking a while, but I don't know. He looks better to me. 7 innings pitched, 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. What have you liked about Heaney in these last couple starts?
No, you're right. And it seems like he is kind of making that turn to, and we kind of mentioned before, maybe not be the ace, but maybe being like a solid number 2, solid number 3, which I guess any team, any competing team needs that. So, yeah, you just kind of hope that he is turning that corner and he is going to continue this kind of development, you know, because it is getting kind of towards the end where the Angels, I feel, need to make a judgment on him one way or the other. So, you know, yeah, the rest of the season to kind of play out and see how that is. But definitely, you know, between him and Bundy, those are probably the only two guys really in the rotation that you really feel comfortable when they're on the mound.
Right. So we got an email actually about the pitching staff about next year, so... Keep that in mind. So yeah, let's get into the recap here. The Angels got on the board first in the second inning with 3 walks and then a pass ball. So they took the early 1-0 lead, and then the Rockies.
So that was the thing, though. All that happened, and they got 1 run.
Right.
So
that almost
just kind of being, you know, an Angel fan in 2020, you kind of had that feeling where that was your chance to jump up early and get 3 or 4 runs easy. But only getting 1 was like, oh, this has. You know, them coming back, Colorado coming back and biting us in the ass, written all over it.
Right. You would have liked for them to have got. I mean, they had the bases loaded. They had 3 right. walks, and then they actually scored on a pass ball. It was like a miscommunication between the catcher and the pitcher.
Crossed up, yeah.
Yeah, and so if that doesn't happen, the Angels don't score a run here. So, but they got on the board. The Rockies would eventually tie it up with a home run by Matt Kemp. Big Matt Kemp is what I call him now.
He's gotten big. Or like
big
he
Matt
is
Kemp.
Not Dodger Matt Kemp anymore.
No, he's a big boy, which is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But I remember Matt Kemp being...
second place MVP.
Yeah.
Got MVP.
Right.
That was the... Was it Ryan Braun, his year?
Yeah, and then we know what Ryan Braun got into later. So talk about the Dodgers getting screwed over, right?
On that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, definitely.
World Series, too. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the Dodgers or the Clippers. Chokers. Chokers. they would actually, the Angels would fall behind 3-1. But in the 7th inning, Walsh would single home a run in the... Actually, no. They would score a run, and then in the 8th... this would happen off the bat of Walsh.
Back up the middle, and Story can't come up with it. It's an RBI single. Simmons will score, and the Angels are down a run.
stays hot.
Gooby said it right there. Walsh, Brandon Walsh is really...
Jared.
Brandon is from 90210. See?
Jesus Christ.
Jared Walsh has been real...
he's only been on the podcast.
Right.
Twice.
Sorry, Jared. He's a guy that I actually like. I really like Jared Walsh. But anyway, really just coming through in situations that, you know, we otherwise expect, you know, we expect the Rendons, we expect it from the Trouts, even the Fletchers. But to get this kind of production from Brand, or Jared, said it again, Jared Walsh.
Just say Walsh.
Walshy.
There you go, Walshy.
Get this production from Walshy, and the, you know, he's been getting moved up in the lineup because of the fact that he's been hot. Getting, so,
and it seems like, honestly, right now, it seems like if he's not playing first, he's DHing with a struggling Ohtani. You know, Walsh has definitely stepped up and has kind of taken that spot, you know, like mm-hmm. that first base slash DH spot over. And like we mentioned this in the, in another podcast, I don't know if it's because he's not pitching, because come to find out, he got injured a little bit during spring training. And because of that, they kind of shut down his pitching for the year. I don't know how you go back to it. If he continues this kind of streak and he's legitimately competing for a first base spot next year, I don't know how you put him in a bullpen situation. Like, he's cranking out. He's probably the hottest player on the team right now.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Walsh is that last year in AAA hit 36 home runs. So the power's there. And if he can add that production that we're missing from Ohtani and then even become, like you said, that competing for that first base spot next year, I don't see how you take away his reps in the cage.
No.
Getting better offensively.
Because, you know, he's 27, so he's older than I think a lot of people think. So he doesn't have a lot of time. But, you know, you kind of figure he's 27 and he's kind of done this, you know, a two-way player thing for a little bit. If he's going to make, you know, any kind of legitimate big money, I think it's going to be on the offensive side like this. And if he can put a season or two together and then get into the arbitration and, you know, for him, make some legit, you know, serious money.
It's funny, as we're talking about him and as you were talking about him, he is right over your shoulder.
That's Gooby.
Not right now, but as you were talking about Walshy, right over your shoulder, they were showing clips of him just smashing the ball and just going like all over the place with the ball.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Just, I'm glad to see that Walshy is bringing that production that we're missing from, especially from a left-hander in Ohtani. Like, he's really filling in that void.
He's filling that spot, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, after that, in the eighth inning, Albert would come up to the plate and hit home run number 660 to pull the Angels ahead 4-3.
Albert skying one down the left field line, hit well. He's watching this one go. That is gone. Big fly number 660 for Albert Pujols. He has just now tied Willie Mays on the all-time home run list.
And as Victor just said, he tied the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, with home run number 660. Next one will be 661, putting him ahead of Mays as he just continues to make his way up to the top of that list. Obviously, I don't think he'll get to the top.
Right.
But just making his way up that list, and he's, you know, he just passed up A-Rod in RBIs. It's pretty cool to, we've said it before, to see this happening right before our eyes. Obviously, not all of them came in Angels uniforms, but these milestones that he's getting to are always a cool thing to kind of reminisce about the past and to really, I guess, appreciate Albert Pujols, because as Angel fans, we didn't see the Albert Pujols that, you know, the Cardinals fans got to see, but we're able to look back at his career and say, man, 660 home runs, that's no joke.
No, it's cool, too. So me and my wife were actually watching the game when it was happening, and, you know, obviously with no fans there, it was easy for them to kind of get the ball and authenticate it and, you know, put in a case and do what they want with it. So she asked me, does he get to keep the ball? So I'm asking you, if you're Albert and you pass, not pass yet, but you tie a major milestone like 660, are you keeping 660 or are you keeping 661?
I'm keeping 661 because that broke the record.
Or the next one up. Or,
That got you past 660 if they want to take it to the Hall of Fame or do whatever.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
You probably, being Albert, probably gets one of them, and then the other one goes to the Hall of Fame or something along those lines. Just because, you know, let's be frank, he's going to be there.
Right.
you know, when it's over. So, yeah, it's just something interesting to where I wasn't sure, you know, obviously 661, I would too. So I was wondering about what you felt on that one.
Absolutely, yeah, 661 is the one to keep. But anyway, Angels take the 4-3 lead on that two-run home run by Albert Pujols. They would actually score one more run on a infield single by Ward, and that would be it as the Angels won this one 5-3. Good win against the Rockies, especially after dropping that first one.
Right.
So, you know, just continue to win series. I know that every loss is important right now, but we also need to be realistic and know that the Angels aren't going to win every single game. But right. as long as they're winning every series, they're giving themselves, they're staying competitive. And that's, I think, what we spoke about a couple podcasts ago, where it's one thing going out there and just losing all the time and expecting them to lose, but now at least they're staying competitive, they're winning series, and they're keeping things, you know, they're keeping things kind of, what's the word, like, interesting for us, I guess.
Yeah, you know, they're technically still in it. They're mathematically still in it. I just, you know, and I guess that's what it is. They're kind of making it interesting that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just don't know
realistically
exactly what the odds are. I mean, stranger stuff has happened. If they go on another win streak, you know, starting tonight, again, we're recording this Wednesday before first pitch. If they go on a streak tonight into next week, you know, then anything can happen. But yeah, I guess they are kind of hanging, you know, keeping it close for a little bit.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for. So anyway, with that,
one more thing about this game, and again, this is kind of what I touched on Sunday, is that it's so frustrating as a fan. And the biggest thing with the bullpen, and the bullpen comes in after Saturday. Oh yeah, they beat the Rockies. Never mind. False alarm. Continue as you were.
All right, so they had an off day on Monday, and they started the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks here at the Big A yesterday, as we're recording here on a Wednesday. And Julio Teheran took the bump.
Oof.
And it was rough. Two innings pitched, three hits, four runs, one walk. Was it the second inning when he gave up those home runs back-to-back where it just kind of imploded on him a bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, he gave up home those runs two, in the first two innings. But, yeah that, you know... Yeah, the first inning gives up a home run to who else?
Wow.
Cole Calhoun.
The missing link.
Yeah, Cole Calhoun gets a home run, two-run home run. But yeah, then he gives up a back-to-back home runs in the second inning, both solo shots. But still, you know, you have an inning like the first, you give up two, okay, you kind of feel like you'll be okay. But then to kind of keep it, you know, where you keep on getting up runs and runs and runs. And I mean, the first four innings for the Diamondbacks, they get, eight runs in the first four innings.
Yeah, I have it written here. This was a crazy game. Angels fell behind, just like Dan said, 8-0. The Diamondbacks scored in the first four innings, but then the Angels rallied, man.
Right.
They scored 5 runs in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, and they tied it. We're here we are. You know, we're like, sweet, man.
Yeah, 5 in the fifth. That was a fun inning.
Yeah, and it was one of these games where you're like, because you know they've done it already a couple times where they fell behind by a lot, and then before you knew it, we're back in it. But unfortunately, in the eighth inning, a home run off the bat of Peralta, I think, put the Diamondbacks ahead for good. Angels lose this one 9-8. Although they lost, the one thing that we've always said is that this team can score runs.
And they can. I mean, they've shown that they can score runs. It's just, you know, Julio Teheran, for a while there, wasn't even supposed to be in the rotation. But then, I think due to injury or something like that, now he's back in the rotation. You need something from him more than that. I mean, honestly, if he gives, kind of what we mentioned, if he gives up those 2 runs and kind of stops the bleeding there and kind of, you know, set it straight and maybe only goes 3 or 4 innings, but still kind of keeps it regular, doesn't blow up, the Angels have an awesome chance at it. I mean, we kind of mentioned it with Walsh, who hit another home run in this game, and Upton, who hit a home run in this game.
Yep.
These guys, especially Upton, is really coming around at the latter part of the year, which, like we've said before, if this was a regular season, this is exactly what you would want. A guy like Upton getting hot around the 50-game mark, and he could carry it for the rest of the season. Being that it's such a small season, it's not helping you much, but it's definitely... looks good going into next year.
Yeah, you know, little minor victories in a otherwise bad season. You know, that's what you look for, little silver linings that you can look forward to next year. You know, Walsh being one of them for sure, Dylan Bundy being another one for sure. So there's pieces there. They just need to puzzle it together now.
And remember when a lot of the fans wanted Madison Bumgarner?
Ooh.
What an outing by him. Five and a third, 13 hits, 8 earned runs. He has an 8.53 ERA. So, again, just because it's a big name doesn't mean, you know,
yeah,
going to be great forever.
Yeah. Angels lose this one 9-8. Again, as we're recording right now, it's not quite first pitch. We're a couple minutes away from that, but they play the Diamondbacks today, then tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Thursday afternoon
game. Yeah, and then they have the Rangers for four. So, you know, again, they got to win. They got to go on a streak here if they want to keep their hopes really, really alive. Me, right now, I'm just looking at them to be competitive. Like,
so, man, you're just telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. There is. But I'm realistic. I'm super realistic. I know what this team is. Anything can happen, though. Really, anything can happen. But again, I'm not holding my breath.
Right. No, I completely agree. You're going to need, as Chris is doing the Angels in the outfield, what do you call it? The flap. I don't know. Johnny was the star of the movie, so he would know better than I. But yeah, I mean, you have against this game against the next two games against Arizona, then you have a four-game series, like you mentioned, against Texas. Out of those six games, if they need, I think, honestly, be with Houston kind of heating up now, you're going to need to win four of those games. And not to mention, after those games, you're playing the Padres, who are really on fire right now. So,
your NL team.
Yes, what?
What?
Huh?
Your NL team?
Yeah, my NL team, yeah. Hell yeah. The Friar faithful. Don't hate. But yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to see the next week when we come back here next Wednesday. I mean, and by the time we meet up next Wednesday, it's gonna be the final Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, last 5 days of the season.
Oh man!
So it's gonna be make or break time. So that's what I'm saying. You have to win probably four out of the next six to continually be kind of in that mix. Otherwise, you know, it's gonna be over by then.
And, you know, not just that, but the teams ahead of them have to kind of lose some games here and there, too.
Yeah,
so.
But, I mean, either way, they're going to have to kind of, you know.
You got to win your games. Just
yeah,
put it that way.
They have to take care of their business first before
you, win your games.
You can really worry about what the Astros or any of those other guys are doing ahead of them. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. We talked about it so many times, the whole tanking thing. Obviously, they're not doing it, and I agree with it completely. So, hopefully they're able to get this win, the next two wins against Arizona, and kind of get this ball rolling. And Cy Bundy is pitching tonight, so that's a good way of starting a streak, is putting your best pitcher out there, and maybe in some weird way they can start pitching Bundy and Haney back-to-back days.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Also, keep our fingers crossed. So that's it for the weekend review. Again, like we said, they only played
two
that
games.
Sunday game, off day Monday, and then they played last night on Tuesday as we record here on a Wednesday. So I got nothing right now, and if you want to go to commercial break and then come back on the other side, we got a Curator's Chronicles, and then, of course, we got the emails. With that being said, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll catch you guys on the other side.
No, those are the screams I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Oh yeah, thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks here into multiple peaks. Here, cream of the crop. Man, start taking notes, because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. Oh yeah. Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce painful nicks and tugs. Yeah, those nicks and tugs are gone. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology. Oh yeah. Technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. Yeah, nice and smooth. Yeah, that's right. And Manscaped engineering team obsessed over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. They spent 18 months, yeah, 18 months perfecting that great ball hair trimmer ever created. The just released new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, yeah, the cream of the crop, yeah, too sweet to be sour, yeah. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last you 90 minutes so you can take longer shave. And that water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, yeah, in the shower after that long match, yeah. One of the coolest features is an LED light that illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming. So many people have written in stories about the Lawnmower 3.0 and have sent your man here, yeah, sent them pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. And I'll tell you something, man, they ain't kidding. This is the cream of the crop, yeah, oh, God, oh, yeah. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use Armchair at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off when you use Armchair at Manscaped.com. Oh, yeah.
What's up? Johnny Catfish here, ambassador for Groom Goon Beard and Body Care. Are you tired of your beard feeling rough and not so fresh? Do yourself a favor and do what I did and check out www.groomgoon.com. Groom Goon carries a variety of beard oils and beard and body soaps that will leave your beard feeling soft and smelling great all day long. Don't just take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Again, that's www.groomgoon.com. And at checkout, use discount code CATFISHTHEGOON, all one word, CATFISHTHEGOON, and receive 15% off your purchase. Why choose Groom Goon? Well, because your beard deserves it.
This is Hood Vicious. Listen to my show, The Punk Corner, on KJ Epic Radio, every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
There's no shortage of action going on with our partner over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back, with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds for their upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NBA, NFL, UFC live every day for our devoted gamblers, and check it out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. That's BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts.
It's a beautiful day for a ball game. Another edition of the Curator's Chronicles. It's me, Chris, the Curator Johnson, bringing to you some Angels history. Always one of my favorite things to do in life is talk about history, and especially Angels history. If you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or it'll be there for you later. One thing we've been doing this whole season is showcasing some Angels memorabilia. And I don't think you can talk about Angels baseball without talking about John. Gene Autry.
Oh, okay.
Gene Autry, man. We have no Angels baseball without Gene Autry. I don't know. Do the Angels exist without Gene Autry?
Do the Angels exist without the Dodgers is a bigger question.
Dude, no.
I'm going to take it there.
Anyway.
What did Gene Autry go for?
That's another discussion.
What did he go to the winter meetings for in 1961?
To buy rights
to
radio.
For?
Golden West.
But to broadcast?
Angels games.
Dodgers games.
Anyways. Dude, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for these Angel fans.
What a buzzkill.
Ugh. Anyways, so Gene Autry, known as the singing cowboy, right? Sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We're back in the saddle again.
Yeah. Which they did play. They played when they went on the field, I believe, after they won the World Series.
Right.
With Tim Salmon, he held Gene Autry's famous cowboy hat. So the piece of memorabilia I present to you today, my friends, is my only Gene Autry autograph that I own, but it's actually a letter that he sent. If you're watching this online, or if you're listening on the podcast on on Apple or iTunes, whatever it may be, what I'm showing right now is a letter he sent thanking a country western musical act, but saying he cannot be in attendance to their to the event in which they're nominated into the Western Music Association Hall of Fame. I cordially reject the invitation. So, what's cool about this is if you can see it, the letterhead, it looks like a CA from afar, but it also
is it a G?
This custom letterhead that says GA for Gene Autry.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
This nice.
Is sent in 1996, and he would go on to die and pass away in 1998.
Yeah.
He married his Jackie Autry, was his actually bank teller.
Yes,
sir. Security Pacific Bank, which my grandparents both worked at, and I think they actually knew Jackie Autry back in the day.
Wow.
The Parker Hotel, which is a really swanky hotel, located off Palm, I think it's Palm Drive out in
Palm Springs.
Yeah, Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. Still there. They had a reality show one year, but that's his residence, which also became the Gene Autry Hotel. So a lot of stuff woven into Southern California history. But Gene Autry, I think Angel fans who know the team before 2002 will always kind of hold up Gene Autry, and he's kind of always ingrained into the franchise history.
Let's go!
Would never have known that was a GA unless Chris would have said something, because I was looking at the letterhead.
Like you said, unless you're up close and actually looking for it, your eye is so trained on seeing that CA that you just automatically assume that it's a CA. You don't even think twice about it.
You don't see that a lot either.
Right.
But hell, if you own the team, why the hell not?
Like this sweet purple and gold CA hat I got on right now.
Wow, you can see someone's peacocking.
How dare you? Anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
Anyway, L.A. our way, all right? L.A. our way. Angels way, baby. Welcome to the All Lakers podcast. No.
There's probably like 20,000 of those.
Yeah, they are. There is. They're not number three like we are. Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you about that later.
So let's get into let's get into some email questions. Again, you guys can always email us at allangelspodcast@gmail.com, or if you don't follow us on, or if you follow us on social media, Halo_Haven on both Twitter and Instagram. You can also hit us up there. But usually on our email is where we check, you know, our questions for the show, and that's probably your best chance to not get lost in the shuffle.
Right, exactly. So. First question from Lamar Washington, loyal listener. So what up, fellas? Honest opinion on Taylor Ward. From listening to you, I know you're feeling somewhat on him, but be honest. Is he a guy that sticks around? Seems like Joe likes him a lot.
I think Joe likes him a lot.
Joe does too. Madden, not Adele. Yeah. Adele, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Madden, just right. Clearing that up.
You know what, Taylor Ward to me, and I think we touched on it on the last time we were together on the podcast, where, okay, if he's going to be your utility guy, I see him being an okay piece. Like
I think, but that utility role is probably his peak.
Yeah, especially if he can play the infield and the outfield, which he's proven that he can
do it respectfully. You know, I think it shows, too, that at times when they need to have like a quote unquote defensive, not replacement. Yeah, defense replacement. It's been him, Joe, and Trout in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So obviously they have enough confidence in him that way. But offensively, I just don't think he produces enough to be in the lineup day in and day out.
He's not a guy that Joe Maddon is going to always find a way to put him in that lineup, or he doesn't need to be in the lineup. Of course, Joe's going to like him because of his versatility. But like you said, offensively, like, he's just not the guy that a lot of people were hoping that he would be. You know, like, what, three years ago when we both mentioned that we kind of wish they would have flipped him when he was, his high side was up.
And
yeah.
And he hit like 30 something.
Yeah. And he was a catcher. Runs.
Well, no, he was a third baseman.
Was he a third baseman?
He didn't.
I don't remember.
I don't think he was a catcher past low A or high A. I mean, I think once he got a double and triple, I think that's when they moved him. But I think the platoon role is probably where he peaks out at. And if he can make, you know, a solid career out of that, then good for him. But yeah, I don't think you're going to see him in the everyday lineup. And then even honestly, he might be one of those guys that when it comes to his arbitration time, Angels might feel like they can get that kind of production from someone else and might non-tender him. I don't know. We'll see how that goes down the line. But, yeah, I think what he's doing right now is kind of what you'll see from him permanently, I guess, you know, his career. So, this next one from Ruben, he says, what pitchers are the Angels look like? What pitchers on the Angels do they keep beyond 2021?
Heaney. And right now, I mean, Dylan Bundy's.
I think Dylan Bundy.
How do you not?
I think, well, the thing about Dylan Bundy, he's a free agent past 2021. So they have him for this year or next year.
Mm-hmm.
So by then, I think he'll be, what, 29? Ish, so that's kind of concerning a little bit, depending if he has like two good years. If he has two good years with the Angels, what's his asking price, and what are you kind of seeing him past 30?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of concerns me. But then you have a lot of young guys. I think Canning will be involved in there somewhere.
Yeah, Canning.
Jaime, we didn't really talk about him a lot because he didn't pitch during those two games, but I think he might be somewhere in the mix. He seems to be getting better as the season goes on. So Bundy, I don't know, depending on how that free agency is going to work out, but I think you can definitely see like a Canning, Jaime, you know, and if it's 2 years, you know, where's Reed Detmers going to be? Where is Chris Rodriguez going to be in 2 years? Those are the guys that might be like in that AAA ready to break through by that time kind of deal. So it'll be interesting to see how those two young pitchers are with the Angels in a couple years.
Right. Again, guys, I mean, you look at everybody on the Angels staff, and they're all, like you said, young guys. I mean, you got Sandoval, you got Barea.
Sandoval, right. We'll see what Sandoval, you know, does he. And that's something that kind of happened today before we recorded, when Sandoval got called back up.
Mm.
Joe said that he is going to be in the bullpen, and which kind of surprised me. I thought he would take Julio Teheran's spot because, granted, Sandoval has struggled the second and third time through the lineup, but he's been really good the first time through. Where you look at Julio, and he's just been bad first, second, third, whatever time through the lineup. So for Madden to come out and say that Sandoval is going to be out of the bullpen right now kind of surprised me. I thought you would flip Julio into the bullpen and then Sandoval in the rotation. So, you know, it can still happen, but that's what I was kind of hoping for. But yeah, he can be a major spot in the rotation in the next couple of years. They're they're so young that 2021 year is going to determine a lot in what they're going to do after that year.
Absolutely, yep, I agree.
And he had a second question. He's all, with Artie Moreno's love for position players, what do you think of the chances of acquiring Francisco Lindor this offseason if we don't end up with a top pitcher? And Johnny's kind of showing it right now on our YouTube. 0%.
Yeah, no. You know, you don't. That's not priority at all right now.
Like, well, especially because at the end of this season, he's still under contract until 2021.
Right.
The Indians have mentioned that they are wanting to move him.
Yeah, right. But are the Angels a fitting piece?
Not only that, but you have big contracts for Trout and Rendon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess if you're going to use another one of your big contracts, you're going to want to use it for a pitcher.
Yeah. Right. And secondly, here's the thing. Who are the Angels going to give up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do the Indians want anybody that the Angels have?
Right. So, like, a trade-wise, so, I don't think it works out for them. And then, even, okay, let's just put it off until when he does hit free agency in 2021. You're going to want that big salary slot to be for a pitcher.
Exactly. So, priorities, folks.
So we'll see how that goes.
Priorities.
It looks like Chris is on Instagram Live. Is there any questions popping up on Instagram Live at all?
Simmons,
okay. So Simmons is...
Simmons.
Let's go Simmons. So Simmons is a free agent at the end of the year. It had come out, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday before the game, that there has not been really any negotiations with Simmons to this point. But he has done a lot better since he returned from his injury. So how do you feel about Simmons right now?
Look, he's a guy that the Angels really need to look at and say, okay, how many years does he want and how much money Like, how big of a contract does he want? I don't think the Angels should go beyond. I think 3 years is pushing it already. You know, that's pushing it. If you can sign him to a 2-year deal at, you know, relatively decent money, I see why not. But I also see the other side where you didn't trade him, so he's either going to walk or stay. And if he walks away, I don't think the Angels are too afraid of that, because we've talked about this before. They got a guy in Fletcher that's totally capable of taking that spot for the next 2 years until they can figure out what they want to do there.
Right.
You know, especially with, you know, if Barreto can turn into the guy that can be serviceable at second base, if Renjifo can turn the corner and maybe be that second baseman, you don't have a problem up the middle there. So I don't think Simmons is that big of a piece where the Angels need to really worry what's going to happen with him. If they can re-sign him for like a 2-year deal with the maybe a third option at not such a crazy amount of money, I don't see why the Angels shouldn't get him. Mm-hmm. But they shouldn't. I personally don't think they should bend their, you know, bend backwards to try to get him.
Yeah, I think like a 2-year, 3-year deal at the most is probably perfect for the Angels. And Simmons, like I mentioned, he's been back since injury. Came back August 21st. He's playing 20 games since then. Again, this is before Wednesday's night game, but one of the big things we've always mentioned is that he seems like he's always trying to hit the long ball.
Yeah, man.
And it seems like since the injury, I don't know if on purpose or just kind of happened, but he hasn't hit any home runs, but yet he's still batting over 320. So, again, you know, if this is the Simmons you're going to get, where he can get on base and let guys knock him in, again, he has 7 RBIs, but he's walked 7 times. So, obviously, he's done better in that aspect as far as getting on base, and I think that's what the Angels need. The Angels don't need a power-hitting shortstop when you have Trout. And then, again, if Upton can kind of turn a corner and continue to be the 30-home-run guy, 25-home-run guy in a regular season, you don't need that. And then same thing with Joe. If Joe can figure out a swing, and he's shown the power.
Right.
He's a guy that can hit. You know, next year I wouldn't be surprised if he hits through a whole season. If he hits like 15, 20 home runs, right. I wouldn't be
surprised.
That's
where I see him, man. That's where I see
him. So, you know, if Simmons is kind of willing to, I guess, take that role, is like, hey, let me be like a Fletcher, get on base and let my guys hit me home, then, 2-3 years, 3 at the most, are probably where I feel the most comfortable with him.
Yep.
Anything past that, I think you're honestly really, really pushing it, and I just don't think the Angels need to do that, kind of like what you said, because of the Fletcher in the in the organization, and honestly can do it really well. Yep. So, but yeah, going back to the original question, Francisco Lindor, I think there's no need for that. So, I just think that's not an issue at all, or not even a thought in my mind
for sure.
So the next one is from Duncan Healy. He's from, of course, Dead Horse Alaska, a loyal listener, and he even proves it in this one. He says, hey, guys, I want to give Johnny some credit. I remember last year you saying that you liked Walsh over Theis and Ward, so props to you on that. But, man, Walsh has been on it. Dead Horse loves the All Angels podcast.
Well, thank you, Duncan. And, yeah, something about Jared Walsh. See, I said it right that time.
You said it so many times wrong that you just have zero
confidence. I don't have no confidence in it. Walshy, though, something about him that I don't know, man. I like his approach at the plate, like his stance and stuff. Like, he's got such a sweet. I mean, it took him a while. And maybe you don't blame him, really, because, I mean, the way the season started and all that stuff, it's just real rough to kind of get started. But if this is a Walsh, because the Walsh that was in AAA last year who had 36 home runs and drove in 100 RBIs, I don't think that's a total fluke. I don't think that that's something that you can look past. The PCL is a league where the ball flies, but
yeah, it carries really well.
Right, but you still have to make contact and everything else has to go right. And I don't think that's something you can kind of fake or be fluky with. And he's showing it now, just the approach that he has at the plate. I think it was more, you know, earlier on, I think it was more him pressing, trying to do too much. Now, where he's just relaxed and he's like, you know what, I'm going to go out there. And you can just tell by his swing. He's going line to line. He's gapping the ball a lot, driving the ball more. Man, the home run yesterday? Man.
What was the launch angle? It was like a 14 or 17 degrees. Yeah, it was a liner.
That thing looked like he rolled over like a ground ball. Now, that thing just shot out a straight line. But you know what? When you hit line drives, that's what you want to do as a baseball player. I know all you want to do is hit the ball back up the middle, hit line drives. Home runs are mistakes. But he's just – all you want to do is throw your hands to the ball and it looks like that's what he's doing really well right now, making good contact. So I like I said, yeah, I like him. I've liked him more than I did Theis, and I like him more than Ward for sure. Out of those, you know, those that crop of guys who were in the minor league system together, Ward, Theis, Walsh, Fletcher, but Fletcher's killing it. Fletcher's on another level, but I love Walshy, and yeah, he's doing a great job. Like we mentioned earlier, he's going to be a guy who next year definitely is going to get looked at as maybe being that platoon first baseman with Albert Pujols and Albert's last year of his contract.
Yeah, and it's very easily he could be the first baseman, and Albert's the one bouncing back and forth between DHing and first base.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Walsh is the consistent in there. But yeah, like, I mean, this last month has been absolutely crazy. I'm like, you know, obviously from the beginning of September to now, batting over 400. We're talking about 17 hits, 6 home runs, 16 RBIs. Only struck out 6 times, which I really like.
Yeah.
He doesn't strike out a lot. We're talking about on-base plus slugging at, you know, 1422. So I guess it doesn't matter what number you look at. He's been killing it for the last month. And, you know, if that's because when he went, again, he was here earlier in the year, then it got sent back down in early August, came back late in August. That time at Long Beach, maybe they, you know, found something or something clicked for him, whatever. But, yeah, if he can continue this streak, he needs to be that first baseman come opening day 2021. And honestly, give him a full 162 season. And, you know, can he put up 30 home runs? I mean, you look at it now, he put up 6 in this month. Can he put up, you know, 30? It's going to be really interesting to see, especially if he continues to develop and continue to grow, because, you know, a power-hitting first baseman, it's always nice to have.
Yeah, he's a big boy, so it's not like you look at him and say, nah, there's no way this guy can hit 30. You know, you look at him and you're like, yeah, that's a 25-30 home run guy, just by looking at his physique, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
exactly.
He's a big guy, but, man, the power's there. He's showing it at the lower levels. He's showing it now. Now that we've seen it, we're like, okay, yeah, so... Yeah, Walshy is a guy who definitely next year is going to get a very good. People are going to keep the Joe and the coaching staff is going to keep their eye on him, and they're going to have to eventually, if he keeps producing, man, keep him in the lineup every day.
Yeah, there's just no way, and that's, you know, and Madden has mentioned for this season that's the main reason why some of these guys are getting way more playing time than like an Ohtani or people like that, because you got to go with the hot hand, and Jared has that hot hand, and you're going to have to run with it until it runs out. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see how that goes. But, you know, Jared obviously is on a roll and can only hopefully get better from here and help the Angels moving forward.
Absolutely. Any more emails there?
That was the last one.
All right. So, yeah, if you guys want to email the show, it's allangelspodcast@gmail.com. We're on our social media, Twitter and Instagram @Halo_Haven, like I mentioned before. We get a lot of, like, you know, DMs on the Instagram, stuff like that. So if you want your question answered, for sure, allangelspodcast@gmail.com to shoot your comments, questions, concerns to the show. Duncan, you want to shout out, you know, curator on there? You know, I know that's your favorite segment. Or you got questions for curator, myself, or Daniel, that's where you need to send them to.
Yeah, exactly. And two, so obviously we're doing this on YouTube, so we're trying to get more people there too. So subscribe to our YouTube page. It's The Halo Haven on YouTube. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. With, you know, I think we might be trying this a couple of times too. Especially for now, and then maybe put up some videos during the off season and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But definitely look it up on YouTube. The Halo Haven on YouTube. Because if you just type in Halo Haven, I found out there's a lot of Halo video game players out there.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
So yeah. The Halo Haven on YouTube. And before we go again, a quick update on our strikeout total for the Angels coming into Wednesday's night game. Again, we are donating $1 for every strikeout the Angels throw this year. And with a week and a half left, the Angels are at donating to the Tyler Skaggs Foundation. With a week and a half left, the Angels are at 418 strikeouts. So that's $418 for the Tyler Skaggs Foundation. We will donate at the end of the year.
Where do we go and buy a big check from?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I actually Googled it. And guess what? Amazon literally has everything you
big
need.
Big check.
So, yeah, we're going to try to work something out to where we can give them a one of those a big check. Like you see at like the old school golf tournaments. And if you're a fan of Happy Gilmore, like I am, the one that he wanted at the end of coming in last at a golf tournament, but yet still wanted one of those big checks. So definitely something we can look up on Amazon. And I have looked up. They have one.
Cool.
So
I want to present Carly and Debbie a big check.
Yes. Yeah, so that's definitely something we're going to work out. Maybe,
hey, man, it's just foam board. Get your cricket.
Maybe
I do have
maybe,
a cricket.
Maybe Chris will make one. Chris can make one. We'll see.
We could put our logo on it. Could put their logo on it.
So yeah, that's definitely something we're going to look forward to doing once season's over. And then who knows? Maybe we will record a little bit of it and throw it up on our YouTube page.
No doubt. See, that's why you got to follow the Halo Haven.
The Halo Haven on YouTube.
Quick story, back in the day, like when I don't know if you guys, well, Dan's a little younger than us, but
a little,
you know, about 6-7 years, like AOL chat, Yahoo chat rooms back in the day, like I'm talking like 2000 2001. Okay, so my you guys want to follow me on Instagram,
I thought you were gonna say on Halo. No. AOL chat.
You guys want to follow me on Instagram, that's Halo's fan 1524, but that's always been my like tag, Halo's fan or Halo fan, like Halo fan, like that's right. Always been my thing. It was like Halo's fan 15 or whatever it was. And so I was on one of the Google Yahoo chat rooms, or might have been AOL chat rooms, and you know, I'm like, you know, trying to be all cool. I'm like this 18, 19 year old kid on there, like, hey, what's up, ladies? Blah, 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 blah. What so I was talking ladies? To this one girl, and I'm like, she's like, oh, Halo fan, you play Halo? I'm like, I had no idea what this was. I think Halo at the time was probably a computer game, right? Like a computer game. But like, Halo fan, and that's when I realized, holy crap, they think I'm some like gamer nerd, you know?
Before
you
his
know?
Time. See, knowing so now, like, I'm about to say, knowing now what it is today, you should have took up Halo. Maybe you would have been like some multimillionaire gamer right now. Could be actually doing this in an actual real studio.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I missed the boat on that one. But that's when I realized that, yeah, dude, Halo, like the Halo radio gamer guys,
it's huge.
That's big.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a big deal. So, yeah. The Halo's and Haven, then, or the Halo Haven.
The Halo
Haven. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our YouTube page. And obviously, you can always follow us on our social media stuff, so Twitter and Instagram at Halo_Haven. We are always there posting stuff. So, obviously, the season's coming up, coming to an end. So, we are going to have a meeting and see how we're going to do this at the end of the year. But we will still be around in the off season. You can definitely look forward to like kind of like a recap.
Yeah.
We'll probably have some guys on once the season's over. They're a lot easier to get a hold of once the season's over. So,
No doubt.
All the fans that have over the past, you know, 60 games or going to be 60 games and through the quarantine and everything, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, so we will continue to put out product even during the off season, and hopefully you're along for the ride as well.
And I'm sure we'll have like, even though the season's probably going to end not how we wanted to, but it's realistically talking, like we'll have a recap show. And
so
then
you're
we'll
telling
talk.
Me there's a chance.
Right. There's a chance. We'll have that recap show. We'll go over everything. It's crazy that you talk about this. Man, when we were, I remember sitting in this room watching the, remember when we did the recap of like, I think it was like World Series games or whatever it was?
We watched like game 6 and 7.
Okay. So I remember watching those games thinking, we're not going to have a season. This is what we're going to be doing all year long. We're going to be recapping old games, doing all this kind of stuff. But to look back at these 60 games now, it's crazy, dude, that we were able to fit in a season. Remember when this first started? We're like, are they even going to get through it?
They're going to get like 20 games and then things are going to be canceled. Which they probably should have. After the Marlins, after the St. Louis, the Marlins, the St. Louis thing. And you're like, oh, crap, here it comes.
But they did a real good job after all that to really kind of just get through it. But you know what?
And kind of piggybacking off of that, the spring training calendar did come out today.
Right.
So now I'm super jazzed about that. And if fans, screw it, even if fans aren't allowed at games, we're going to be down there.
We'll be hanging around the gates trying to look in.
Exactly. But
no,
definitely see Halo Haven at spring training 2020 for sure. We're going to have a drone that's going to fly it over and that cause a game delay.
I'm optimistic because there's already fans in certain areas.
You're seeing it at
some football games.
And you're seeing it by the World Series. So fingers crossed, hopefully everything, there can be kind of a breakthrough in the medical part of it, and hopefully, you know, numbers go down. But we are really looking forward again to going to 2021 spring training.
Yeah. So with that being said, you know, follow us again on our social media, Halo_Haven. You guys want to send us your messages at Halo or at allangelspodcast@gmail.com. That's going to wrap it up for this week. We'll be back on Sunday with a quick show.
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah. So just a heads up. Sunday we are – I am talking with Michael Brown. You know him from the he's been on before, so we're gonna come and talk about baseball, just kind of baseball in general, and a little bit of Angels baseball. And then Wednesday we'll be back all together to do a regular podcast and we'll recap all that
for sure.
But yeah, like I said before, by Wednesday we should have a pretty good idea if we are still in it or if it's okay. Let's start
mathematically out. Yeah. All right, so with that being said, you've listened to another edition of the All Angels Podcast. I am Johnny Banks.
I am Dallin Garcia,
and that's Chris Akerda Johnson. We'll see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.